Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, awesome people. Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. You know, it's funny how sometimes we feel like we're juggling chainsaws while riding a unicycle on a tightrope. That's kind of what life can feel like, right? Especially these days with everything going on. But guess what? We don't have to be superheroes constantly taking on the world. In fact, there's one secret weapon that can help us stay sane and thrive amidst the chaos setting boundaries. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking this is just another self-help cliche, stick with me for a minute. Boundaries aren't about being selfish or shutting people out. They're about protecting your mental well-being, which is absolutely crucial for living a fulfilling life. Think of it like this. Your mind and energy are precious resources. Just like you wouldn't give away all your money without thinking, why would you give away your mental energy freely? So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you master the art of setting boundaries. 1. Know your limits. Ever felt like you're constantly running on empty, always saying yes even when you want to scream no? That's a major red flag. It means you haven't clearly defined your limits. Take some time to reflect on what drains your energy, what stresses you out, and what truly matters to you. Knowing your boundaries starts with self-awareness. 2. Communicate clearly. Once you know your limits, it's time to communicate them. This might feel a little uncomfortable at first, but trust me, it gets easier. Practice saying no politely but firmly. You can try phrases like, "I appreciate the offer, but I'm committed to other projects right now," or "That sounds interesting, but it's not something I have bandwidth for." Remember, being assertive isn't aggressive, it's about respecting yourself and your time. 3. Don't overexplain. You don't owe anyone a detailed explanation for every boundary you set. Keep it simple and direct. Think of it like this. You wouldn't feel obligated to explain why you chose to wear a certain shirt, right? It's the same with boundaries, they're about your personal choices and preferences. 4. Be consistent. Setting boundaries isn't a one-time thing, it's an ongoing process. Be consistent in enforcing them, even when it feels challenging. Every time you stick to your boundaries, you send a powerful message to yourself and others. My well-being matters. 5. Practice self-care. Setting boundaries is about prioritizing your mental health, so remember to practice self-care. This could involve anything from taking walks in nature, meditating, reading a good book, or spending time with loved ones. Fill your cup up so you have the energy and resilience to set those boundaries effectively. Alright, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're working on an important project at home, but your neighbor keeps dropping by unannounced, chatting away for hours. It's distracting, it's disrupting your flow, and it's leaving you feeling stressed and overwhelmed. Sound familiar? This is where boundaries come in. Instead of letting the situation drag on, you could politely explain to your neighbor that you're working on a deadline and need some quiet time. You can suggest an alternative time to chat later or offer a solution like sending them a quick text before dropping by. By setting that boundary, you protect your work time and reduce your stress levels. Remember, it's not about being rude, it's about protecting your energy and creating space for what matters most. And trust me, the world will keep spinning even if you don't answer every call or respond to every email immediately. You deserve to have boundaries that work for you, so go out there and set them with confidence. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways on setting those crucial mental health boundaries. You got this. Remember, protecting your well-being is not selfish, it's a superpower. And by mastering the art of setting boundaries, you become an unstoppable force for good in your own life and the lives of those around you. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some boundaries you're working on setting? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below or send me a message on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with anyone who could use a little boost of boundary setting wisdom. Until next time, keep being awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.